star. Do you think you're what they say you are? Ricky Lee, superstar. Do you think you're what they say you are?
It's showtime with Ricky Lee. Thank you for joining me here on 101.5 Huntley Community Radio. I am your host, Ricky Lee Travolta. You can always listen to the show also as a podcast. May 4th is widely regarded as Star Wars Day, thanks to the convenience of being able to say, May the 4th be with you. But Star Wars has become so incredibly popular that the entirety of May is now considered Star Wars Month. Steel Beam Theater in St. Charles is always providing new and exciting entertainment options, attracting audiences from all over the suburbs. So to celebrate Star Wars Month, Steel Beam Theater has put together a fantastic Star Wars comedy weekend. Now, whether you're a diehard Star Wars fan or you've never seen any of the Star Wars movies and you're just interested in seeing what all the hubbub is about, you will want to make plans to join Star Wars Comedy Weekend at Steel Beam Theater, May 19th through the 21st. Now, joining me now to discuss all the fantastic entertainment is Steel Beam Theater Managing Director, Katie Early. Katie, welcome to the show.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Of course, of course, of course. I am so excited about Star Wars Comedy Weekend. Can you give me a little kind of glimpse of what is the general concept?
The general concept is of Star Wars Weekend. We wanted to do something to celebrate Star Wars, honestly. And we knew that me being a huge Star Wars and Star Trek, you can do both, my
you
friend.
You
can choose both. Being a huge Star Wars and sci-fi person in general, we just thought, what a great idea to do that in May. However, we had a show that was running on the May the 4th Be With You weekend, and also all the way through Revenge of the Sixth. and it is, we're going to go into its closing weekend. And then right after that, we have our Star Wars weekend. Star Wars weekend, we have a wonderful one-woman show, The Princess Strikes Back. And then we also have our resident improv troupe coming in, Any Suggestions Improv, and they will be doing sort of a Star Wars sci-fi themed show, which will be, all audiences will love it, but it will be a little bit Easter egg heavy into sci-fi.
Now, one thing you mentioned is that everyone will love, you know, Any Suggestions show, and I think also Princess Strikes Back. They're shows that attract and appealing to everybody. Yes, they have Star Wars themes this time, and yes, Star Wars fans will have a blast, but you don't have to know anything about Star Wars to still have a good time. Is that a credit, in the case of Any Suggestions, is that a credit to the talent of the improv artists in Any Suggestions?
Oh, absolutely. Their work is phenomenal. Every time they come in to Steel Beam, I've worked with several of the artists individually before, but when they come together as a team, it's so special. You can tell the amount of time that they have really put in and invested in working with each other and just knowing kind of where the other person is going. And I think we've all seen improv troupes before where it seems like things fall flat a little, I would say like more often. And that is not the case with Any Suggestions. They really know how to keep an audience's interest. They know how to keep things going. They know how to do callbacks, which, you know, there are things that happen in the beginning of the show. And if you are a really talented improv artist, you remember what the audience thought was funny earlier. And then you can bring it back later on in the show. Like if somebody says like aardvark and everybody loved it, then, you know, bring that back, say it again later, because the audience is still going to love it. And then they're in on the joke. So any suggestions is really great at things like that.
Well, I think you really hit something on the nail on the head with, you know, the audience reacts. The audience loves it. The audience, there's a relationship. And some improv groups ignore that. And any suggestions really embraces it. You know, they take suggestions from the audience on different games, you know, characters and things. And I see, when I've been to several Any Suggestion shows, and I see just this relationship that's built. And I think that's why audiences keep coming back and coming back, and they grow and they grow and they grow. And this time it has a special treat because we have a Star Wars theme. So how would Any Suggestions kind of incorporate a Star Wars theme into an improv show?
Oh, sure. Well, I have heard from some of the members that several of the people in the troupe are Star Wars fans, and there is one person in the troupe in particular that is not a Star Wars fan. They are a hardcore Star Trek person. And now I'm saying that you can absolutely love both. It's fine to love both, but I have a feeling that will perhaps be the butt of some of the jokes that, you know, in this world of Star Wars lovers, there's always going to be that red shirt Star Trek fan. who doesn't understand. And I think that because we are looking for an audience that might be familiar with Star Wars, I think that they will. One of the wonderful things about really good improv troupes is, like you were saying, that interaction with the audience and making sure that the audience gets in on the joke. And I think that this is one of those jokes that the audience is really going to love. Is, you know, just introducing people who don't know Star Wars to Star Wars, and maybe also saying, like, how do you not know anything about Star Wars? It's been around for a while now.
Yeah, how many series are there now?
Yeah, there's nine.
Oh,
right?
My.
Nine movies.
Actually, you are such a huge fan. You know this.
I do. And then, especially lately, there's been, you know, there's spinoffs and a lot of like TV series and Lego sets and shows for kids and all of these different things. So it really kind of has taken on a life of its own. And there are, you know, fan fiction books about Star Wars and Star Trek. It's all over the place. So yes, I will say that on the off chance that you have not seen Star Wars, and you are coming to Star Wars weekend thinking that, like, there will be no spoilers, there might be spoilers. But I have to tell you also, you've had a long time. So if you haven't seen it yet, it might be on you.
You mentioned Star Trek fans. And like yourself, I'm a fan of both. You know, I think I'm all about love. You know, I can love them both. But Star Trek, there are people who, there is a division of Star Trek versus Star Wars. And I would find it so interesting now, if knowing that there is a hardcore Star Trek only person in the cast of Any Suggestions, I'm wondering if people are going to show up to support that person. Other Star Trek fans, are we going to have, you know, a rivalry going on? It could get interesting. And that could be great comedy right there.
It's like Star Side Story.
Yes. Yes. With laser, with lightsabers in the rumble. With lightsabers.
Yeah,
I love
and phasers.
It.
I mean, you have to have phasers.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Obviously.
Okay. So Luke pulls out his lightsaber and Worf just shoots him with a phaser and it's over.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and then, you know, you have the blasters. You've got Han's blaster. But, you know, we would just have, you know, Scotty beam him up and, you know, we could go on forever.
Now, that kind of fun is what's going to be going on with the improv show, with Any Suggestions. It's whatever comes out of their minds on these kinds of subjects. Another thing that we were going to have a costume contest, and it was just too much to organize altogether. But people are encouraged to come in costume if they want. It's a great cosplay kind of opportunity to just express your inner child. You know, is there going to be any benefit to coming in costume?
Yeah, absolutely. So for anyone that comes in costume, we will have prizes that will, they will be like concessions, freebie tickets that you can use that night. And then we'll also have a couple of tickets available for future shows. And maybe for someone that comes in like the best costume, we will be giving them a season pass for our upcoming season, which will be announced very soon. So we have some great stuff coming up in 2023 and 2024. I think they'll be very excited to get those prizes.
Well, it is exciting that the new season is going to be announced soon. Is there any kind of teaser that you can throw out there in terms of maybe a general theme or, you know, some hints, anything without giving away?
I will say that the theme of the season is now and then. So we're focusing on things, shows that are more based in the past and then more based in the future or present. But the other little Easter egg that I can give you is that they all revolve around events that you would be invited to. So I was creating our season poster about an hour ago, 2 hours ago. At the top of it, it says, "Steel Beam Theater cordially invites you to now and then."
Oh, invites you. That's a hint. Okay. You are listening to It's Showtime with Ricky Lee on 101.5 Huntley Community Radio. Remember, if you are ever outside the broadcast area, you can listen in real time at huntleyradio.com. Whether you are just casually interested in Star Wars, or whether you have every movie memorized and have a Darth Vader tattoo, you will not want to miss Star Wars Comedy Weekend at the beautiful Steel Beam Theater in St. Charles. Today, I am joined by Managing Director Katie Early, and we are having a blast talking about all the fun that is in store May 19th through the 21st in St. Charles at the Steel Beam Theater. Now, Katie, if people are interested in tickets to either of these events, the Any Suggestions event on the 20th or on the 19th and the 21st is going to be the Princess Strikes Back. If people are interested in tickets, how would they go about getting information on that?
They can go to our website, which is www.steelbeamtheater.com, and that's STEELBEAM, and theater is spelled the proper British way, which is THEATRE.
Excellent. Now, we've talked about the Any Suggestions portion of Star Wars Comedy Weekend. Now, the other big thing going on is a one-woman show, a hit one-woman show that started in Chicago, and it's actually going on tour now, and the first dates of the tour we were fortunate to get at Steel Beam Theater in St. Charles. So, let's talk about The Princess Strikes Back. It is, tell me about it.
We are so excited to be the premier venue for this excellent one-woman show. Victoria, who's the one woman.
Victoria Montalbano.
She also performed this at the Elgin Fringe Fest. So for any of you that are big Fringe Fest fans, I know that we have a large Fringe Fest following because we are in the Fox Valley area. So maybe you have... maybe you have seen her there, or maybe Fringe Fest kind of shows are just the things that you're interested in. Maybe you're a Star Wars fan. In any event, this show is it's poignant, it's funny. There is something that everyone will relate to, even if they're not Star Wars fans. It's just a lot about growing up and kind of figuring out who you are and what you want.
Now, I have a couple reviews here that The Princess Strikes Back that I wanted to read a couple quotes from. A consistently entertaining hour full of vivid description and emotional empathy. A powerhouse performance that touches the heart while also inspiring such intense laughter that it'll make your eyes tear. Her tightly paced monologue interweaves her adoration for George Lucas's space opera saga with navigating the asteroid belt of unrequited love, from teenage crushes to her struggles as a heartbroken, ramen-broke performer in Chicago's improv comedy scene. The Princess Strikes Back is notable for the quality of the writing and the energy and pacing of the delivery. I mean, these are outstanding reviews. And so it's really exciting to that it's coming to the suburbs. I've seen the show and I loved it. It has the Star Wars theme to it, but you don't have to have even seen a single movie to be entertained by it. She defines what needs to be defined without overdoing it to where it would bore a Star Wars fan. It balances that line perfectly. So fans of Star Wars are going to love it, and people who've, you know, heard of Star Wars but aren't really into it are going to love it too, because it's about romance, it's about love, it's about maturing, it's about growth. It's about things that pretty much anyone from the age of 15 up is going to be able to relate to. And I think that's one of the things that really stands out about Steel Beam in general, is that Steel Beam does programming that people can relate to. You know, it's Steel Beam does do popular shows. There are the popular moneymakers, and those are great. And Steel Beam also introduces some shows, things that aren't done as widely. Is that part of the mission, the purpose behind Steel Beam, or is that just accidentally happening?
No, it's definitely our mission. We have a wonderful artistic director, Marge Ularik Bowler, who has been with Steel Beam for, I believe, 7 years now. And she really carefully crafts each season. She brings it to the board. The board talks through if they have any questions, because we are a not-for-profit, which means we are run by a board of directors. And we also take donations. That's the other thing about being a not-for-profit. But we do really think about where we're located and the things that our community might want to see. We love to bring things that we think that they might want to see or that they've seen before. Just that's that then, you know, of the now and then season, that's that then idea. And also things that maybe they haven't seen that they've been wanting to see, that they, you know, might not necessarily want to travel into Chicago to see. So it's Chicago caliber talent. We are also a professional venue, which means that we pay all of our artists. It's that caliber talent, but we're bringing it to you. We're making it easier for you to see these amazing, wonderful things. These premiere works. We do have staged readings where we work with new artists, and we're always looking for new work to bring to our show, to bring to our theater.
If somebody is interested in getting in touch with you about bringing a new work to the theater, what is the best way to make contact with you?
They can email me. My email address is Katie with a C. So it's C-A-T-I-E at steelbeamtheater.com.
Now, part of bringing Chicago quality entertainment to the suburbs, that's one prime example of that is The Princess Strikes Back. You know, it's a show that had its origins in the city, smash hit, but not everybody wants to travel from way out here to way in there, especially with all the construction, and then you have to find parking, and it's a nightmare. So I understand not wanting to go into the city. But now Steel Beam has brought this Chicago city, programming out to the suburbs. And so it's really an opportunity to not just celebrate Star Wars, but to celebrate Star Wars comedy done in a professional caliber way out in the suburbs.
Absolutely.
Now,
and if you're thinking, I'm sorry, one more, I was just to come off what you were saying. I think a lot of times people, they think about Chicago as being this storefront theater, and it is a very theater festival friendly town. I think it's really interesting how that's kind of creeping its way out to the suburbs. And that we are, I would love to have more theater festivals out in our area. We have a lot of really great venues in St. Charles, and it would be a great town for something like that to happen. So maybe with the success of The Princess Strikes Back, we can kind of kick that off. So anyone that is interested in things like one woman shows, anyone that's interested in things like theater festivals, fringe festivals, come support this show so that we can bring more programming like this to you.
You know, that is a key point. This is part of an overall effort to bring in new and exciting program, to offer something in the theater space at all times possible. You know, anytime possible, not have a dark night, have something that the community is really, really gonna get behind and enjoy. Because I think it's important for the community to know, anyone in the nearby suburbs, you know, that this is a theater company that you can count on, you know. You can count mm-hmm. on the consistent quality. And that's why it's so fun that you offer a diversity of programming, because it means that you've done the research. You know that these are all quality shows, no matter whether it's a comedy, whether it's a drama, whether it's a musical, whether it's a one-woman show like Princess Strikes Back, or whether it's improv like Any Suggestions.
Or our youth shows. We also have our wonderful youth program, and they offer really great programming, particularly to bring children to come see. It's so exciting for, I have two kids of my own, and I know that it's so exciting for them to see other kids doing theater and then realizing that they could do it too.
Yeah.
It's really an empowering feeling.
You know, if there are any parents out there or teens who are interested themselves, how would they find out information on the youth programs?
We do have information on our website. If you go to the steelbeamtheater.com website, we have a section that's all about our youth programming. It's also there's also another section that is about upcoming auditions and opportunities. I get quite a few emails asking when auditions are. So if anyone's interested in that, as soon as we have information about those auditions, those will be popping up in that section of the website. We are right now auditioning for one of our youth shows, which is ages 8 to 18, and it will be Disney's Descendants. So for anyone that really loves, the Disney musicals, I know that I love them and I hear them a lot in my house. So those auditions are posted up on our website. We also have a show that is based on Go-Go's, the music from the Go-Go's, which is called Head Over Heels. And that is for our second story players, which is our performers that have kind of aged out of youth theater, but that are still interested in performing. And so that's the age range in there is we suggest it's 20 to 30, but we normally have people that are 18 going, you know, up to 35 or 36, just depending on talent and who auditions. So that would be a way to get involved. We also do have summer camps coming up for our youth program. So that would be ages 8 to 16 can be involved in those theater camps.
And the camps, are those day camps or what are the hours generally about for the camps?
I have to double check because we have been talking back and forth about it, but I believe they're 9 to 3. Mm-hmm. And we had in the past, we had offered camps that were from like 1 to 4 in the afternoon, but then we realized that there are working parents, so that makes their schedule kind of tricky to like drop them off and pick them up in the middle of their day. So we decided to take it a little bit longer. And the people that are running the camp, we have an amazing youth coordinator. Her name is Lexi Colatorti. She's been with us for years. And all of our performers love her. And she has a few theater educator friends who are going to be working on the camps with her. So all of the people that are working the camp have a theater background and an education background. And they're all in college or recent college graduates.
And the camps, do they end with a performance at all?
They do. On the Friday, at the end of the camp, we will have a little showcase presentation for families and friends to come and see what these amazing students have been working on.
And this, I know the Descendants and Head Over Heels are coming up in terms of auditions. Are those are both musicals?
Yes. Yes. Disney's Descendant is a musical. It's like a made-for-TV musical. There are three of them. So, you know, going back to that Star Wars thing where there's the trilogies, there are three Descendants movies, and they're more recent musicals of the Disney genre. And then Head Over Heels is fairly recent as well. It has Elizabethan English book. And so the language is a little bit elevated, but it's really fun. It's a fun juxtaposition with the 80s music of the Go-Go's. So the songs will definitely be familiar to you. The themes are familiar, but the language, it's a really cool shift between the modern music and the older English.
You've been listening to It's Showtime with Ricky Lee. Today, I have had the great pleasure of chatting with Katie Early, Managing Director of Steelbeam Theater in St. Charles. Star Wars Comedy Weekend is coming to the Western Suburbs May 19th through the 21st. There will be the phenomenal one-woman hit show, The Princess Strikes Back, finding the humor in love and romance. And May the Laughs Be With You, a Star Wars-themed improv show by the always hilarious Any Suggestions Improv. For ticket information, visit steelbeamtheater.com, call 630-587-8521, or email info@steelbeamtheater.com. Hey, I'm going to be at Star Wars Comedy Weekend, so why don't you come down and have some laughs and celebrate all things Star Wars with me. Katie, it has been an absolute pleasure having you on the show, and we will see you in the spotlight.
Thanks so much.